Some days were so difficult, it was easy to wish they were over. But Amelia Ames had learned that each day was a gift from God and something to be grateful for, because the next day wasn't a guarantee. Losing her mama had taught her that lesson early. Plus, she wasn't afraid of hard things. She knew that difficulties didn't last forever. Neither did the good times. That was one thing that made life bittersweet, but also reminded her to relish the special moments. Another thing that made life bittersweet was funerals. There was sadness at losing the person, but also the great honor of having known them, witnessing the good they'd done in their lives and the legacy they'd left. And a funeral was just where Amelia was headed. She carried that bittersweet truth while on her way to pay her final respects to Clay Ritchie. Summer hadn't quite let go of its hold on that early September day. The heat and humidity lingered in the air. The sun shone high, and the sky lit electric blue over the central Texas hills. While Amelia's social media feeds were bombarded with cute posts about sweater weather and pumpkin spice lattes, she wanted nothing more than to be barefoot and in a sundress. Instead, she wore a black cardigan sweater over a black dress with stockings that made her legs itch. Amelia was no stranger to dressing for sophisticated occasions, but a secret part of her wanted to leave that aspect of her life behind. The fancy dinners, the small talk with everyone from strangers to Texas society elite, and making a good impression for her father wasn't exactly her first choice. The laid-back Ritchie lifestyle was more her cup of iced tea, her preferred beverage. For so long, she felt it was her duty to take her mother's place, to put on a brave and charming face for the wealthy and influential people her father, Abbott Ames, rubbed elbows with. She'd even dated Rex Cole because her daddy had set them up. Rex said he'd accompany Amelia to the funeral, but hadn't replied to her call about what time he was going to pick her up. Not wanting to be late, she drove to the church by herself. She sighed as she passed Ritchie Ranch with its broken gate. The car seemed to do the same. Her father had bought her a Cadillac because her practical and gas-efficient Toyota didn't portray the Ames, as he'd said. Abbott was the lead partner for one of the premier legal firms in the state and was running for political office. It had always been important to him for the family to look the part of well-to-do. Again, his words. But especially so after they lost Martha, the love of his life. He'd turned his focus entirely to raising his reputation among the elite, as well as grooming Amelia for a prosperous marriage. Cowboys like the Ritchies were not in the running. Amelia had been childhood friends with several members of the Ritchie clan, and no way would she turn her back on them despite everything that had happened. That was not the reputation she wanted to have. She went along with her father's plans because his heart was already broken, and she tried to do everything she could to help mend it. Amelia braked at the one traffic light in town. The car shuddered. For a moment, she worried it would stall. When she got the green, it gave a sluggish chug-chug before going again. She passed the historical society where she worked, housed in a small brick single story, tucked between larger buildings and shops. Originally, it had been the train depot and had an old-style charm. All of Smuggler's Springs was like that. The depot had been moved to the edge of town next to an Italian restaurant. When she arrived at the church on the next block, small groups dressed in black gathered in front, speaking in low tones. Others huddled together in tears and consoling each other. Sadness for the Ritchies' loss and over losing her own mother to cancer when she was a teenager twinged her heart.